13 minutes to 10 a.m. Carl Henry's here again with us, Carl. By the way, Eddie's left us, Dr. Eddie Murphy. Whoever thought we'd have Eddie Murphy in the studio, Carl? I'm telling you, sorry, there's your microphone. And yeah, I've always loved his movies. I mean, Coming to America, what a movie that was. Thanks, Eddie. We'll see you again soon. Right, Carl, the run is 12 minutes away. Tell us a bit more about it.
So, another first this year. For the first time ever in Ireland, Europe, possibly the world, we are going to run live on the radio. So get your runners on, get your laces tied, and tune in, because we're going to go through your interval session with you. It's a 2-minute walk, 2.5-minute jog. We're going to do 6 repeats. We're giving you all the music you need to stay motivated, to stay focused. We'll give you the tips about your posture and your movement and how to make sure you're doing it properly. So for the first time ever, we are going to talk you through it. We're going to give you the music for it to get your best running session and get you ready for this Couch to 5K, which is rapidly, rapidly approaching. And as you can tell, I'm all excited. Right. I'm all geared up.
You're buzzing.
I've wanted to do this for years.
Really?
To be here doing it is just, man, this is brilliant. We're delighted to be here, so bring it on.
The Nod to 5K Fitness Plan with Optrans Carl Henry, right here on 2FM.
Okay, we got some callers on the line who are about to do the run. Trish McCartan's in Rush. Hey, Trish.
Hi, Nikki, how are you?
I'm fantabulous. How are you today?
Great, we're all set, ready to go.
Okay, paint the picture. What colours are you wearing? Is it nice and bright, or is it, you know, luminous orange?
Pink. Yeah, we all have pink high-vis jackets on.
So you won't miss it. To make everybody wink.
Exactly.
Okay, so Carl, what advice have you got with 11 minutes to kick off?
Yeah, so Trish, have you got a group there with you?
We have. There's about 10 or 12 of us here, Carl.
Fantastic. So we're going to see kind of 12 pink high-vis jackets out running. Look, the key thing is don't start off too quickly. I know you're following Eilish. One of her big things is her breathing when she's running. And we're going to talk you through that when you're running, how to breathe properly, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, and it's going to settle really quickly. But you know what? For today, enjoy it. Have fun.
Right.
Enjoy the tunes. Run that little bit quicker with the music. And with our support and our tips, you're going to have the best session yet. So thank you for calling in. Thank you for getting a group together. And have a great run.
Trish.
Great. Thanks.
Trish, any songs you'd like to hear on the run? I might be able to do it for you. What would you like?
Any songs, girls. Come on. Anything upbeat, Nikki. That's all we want.
Okay. They'll all be upbeat.
Anything we can dance to and track.
All right, listen, the best of luck, right? Thanks a mil, Trish.
Thanks, Nikki. Bye.
See ya. Bye. Okay, we're going to Donegal. We've got Shauna McGettigan. Hey, Shauna.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing good. So we are. Yeah.
So,
about eight.
How many is there, Shauna? How many's in your crew?
There's about 80 of us here.
80? Wow, that sounds exciting.
Oh, yes, everybody's raring to go now.
Okay, and you got your laces tied, all set?
Laces are tied, high-vis jacket's on, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Well, the best of luck, Sean, okay?
Oh, thanks so much.
Have fun.
See you, Sean.
Okay, thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Anna O'Loughlin's there as well. Hey, Anna.
Hello.
How are you?
We're good.
Whereabouts are you, Anna?
We're in Phoenix Park.
The Phoenix Park, good place to run.
Great place to run, yeah. Lots of really good roads. A few hills in there for the mix as well.
It's a lovely morning.
How many have you got in your group, Anna?
We have about 12 adults and 5 kids and a couple of buggies.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Well, listen, it's going to be nice and chilly up in the park. We've got 9 minutes to go, so get a bit of a warm-up done, get some stretches done, and tune in, and we're going to get you rocking around the park this morning. Some great tunes and lots of tips as well. It's going to be your best run yet. So listen, well done. Have a great day, and say hello to everybody from us.
You will indeed. Sounds good.
Cheers, Anna. Thanks, Emil.
Bye-bye.
And our last caller before 10 o'clock, we've got Megan Scully. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Nikki. How are you?
We're great. How are you doing?
Good, well, I'm halfway across the 5K track in Marley.
You what?
I'm halfway across the 5K track in Marley.
In Marley Park?
Yeah, there's like this free run that goes on every Saturday. It's my first day doing it, and basically everyone just gets together and runs 5K.
Nothing wrong with that,
yeah,
is it?
They're amazing. They're called park runs. They're free 5K runs every single Saturday. They're all around the country as well. And they're brilliant for people to get involved in. They're great things to do. And you know what? If you miss out on the Operation Transformation 5K, have a look at the park run websites, because they are brilliant, brilliant runs. And how many people have we got there this morning?
Oh, there's a couple hundred. I can't get over the amount. I thought it'd just be kind of a bit of a get-together, got here, and there's hundreds of people, all ages, like just loads here. It's really good.
Fantastic. Look, and you know what? It's a cold Saturday morning, but the whole beauty of the group is that you get your runs done. The park run do a great, great service. And as ever, tune in on the Saturdays. Nikki's going to have some great music rocking as well. So listen, get back to your running, Megan. I don't want to stop you. So keep it going and keep running really, really quickly. And let's post a really fast second half of your 5K run. So well done.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
See you, Megan. Bye-bye. There you go. Everybody's about to start off. I've got to give everybody some of this. That's everybody outside there in the control room. Well done, folks. Lots of people in the studio. Well done. Those guys are great. Right, let's take it back. Carl Mullen is here and Carl Henry. Carl Mullen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be back in studio with you.
You have shorts, T-shirt, you have your... Everything's all set. You've got your earphones ready to go, I'm guessing. Tell everybody what you're about to do on the run. Well, where are you running?
I'm going to be running around the very exotic Montrose RTE campus amongst...
listening to us inside.
Doing laps around the place.
Right, well, listen, and you're going to keep running until the end of the show.
Yeah, I'm going to listen into Carl's plan and just follow it. So that's what... Have the headphones ready to go.
And then you're coming back in for your weigh-in.
Yep.
How many pounds did you lose last week, remember?
6 pounds last week.
Right, that's good going.
6 pounds last week, yep.
Yeah, so Carl, everybody's a minute away. How does it start? What is there a warm-up?
Guys,
is there a stretch?
No, get your runners on first of all. Remember, this is only 27 minutes worth of exercise. Anybody can find 27 minutes in their day. We're going to ease into it. The very first interval is a two-minute fast walk. We're going to have music to back it. So all you have to do, get your runners on, get your high-vis on, get your woolly hat if you want it, and get ready, because in a couple minutes' time, we're going to start with the first ever run on the radio.
I'm sure that woolly hat will be coming off very, very soon.
Very quick.
Because you'll be getting very, very, very warm, I'm sure. I'm going to do this again for everybody who's about. They're about 20 seconds away. Well done.
Woohoo. I better get outside.
Fantastic. Come on, Carl, listen to me. Carl, from the beginning, you're only cheating yourself, okay? Get out there. Believe yourself. Be honest. Go tackle them. Win your own battles. The people we spoke to on the phone, let's go to Shauna. Let me play this one sec. That's not what I want. This one. Right. Shauna is in Donegal. Hey, Shauna.
Hi, Nicky. How are you?
We are great here in the studio. We're buzzing. How are you feeling, more importantly?
Well, brilliant. We're just actually walking off the 5K now. We've finished the 7 sessions and we're just walking back now, just going to meet all the rest of
us. And did you listen all the way?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
It was brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. We had a heel shower halfway through.
Well, that adds to the experience. But you had a big group up there, which is brilliant. Again, on a Saturday morning, you sound a little bit tired now, which is great. That's exactly the idea. So home, get a really hot shower and get a healthy breakfast. You're set for the day. Well done.
Okay, I think we lost Shauna there as well at the end. Anna is there online too. Hey, Anna, you're in the Phoenix Park.
We are
here. How's everybody there?
Are tired, but they did brilliantly. They really pushed themselves. They did great. We hadn't done a huge amount of running because we had different abilities, but today they really, really pushed out to stick with the interval. It was brilliant.
Can you see the endorphins falling out of their pockets at this stage?
I can, yeah. There's more of endorphins falling out. They're great. They're brilliant.
All right, Anna, listen, congratulations. Well done.
Well done, Anna.
Nicky, Samantha really, really, really wants to say hello to you. Can you say hello to Samantha?
Yeah. Hey, Samantha. How are you?
Hey, Nicky, I just want to let you know that's my first time running and I'm going to say, you I love you, Nicky. I'm going to say,
Right, go on. Thank you. Can't hear you. Megan. Megan's on line 3. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Nicky. Hey, Carol.
How are you?
Good.
Megan, you tweeted me. I saw your tweet as well, didn't I?
Yes, I did.
So how did it go for you?
Really good. It was really good fun. I'm just back home now already and I'm getting ready to make my lunch. So, no, it was really good. So much energy. And you guys really need to make that podcast go up because it was just really good.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, hey,
well done.
Can I suggest one thing?
Sure. Yeah.
You put Westlife Track as a warm down. I think that would work.
Listen, Megan, well done. You did all the hard work. We had the easy bit just helping you along. And big well done.
Thanks a million, Megan. See you. Bye bye. Who are we going to? We're going to Trish on line 4. Hey, Trish.
Hiya, Nicky. How are you?
We're great. More importantly, how are you doing?
Great. We did brilliant, I have to say. We all flew it.
How many of you were there? There again?
Well, there was 12 of us.
Okay.
So we listened all the way, and it was brilliant. I have to say, the encouragement was brilliant, and the music and all that was brilliant.
Fantastic. And did you find you worked harder listening to us than you would normally?
Definitely, yeah, we all said that when we got back. Yeah, we definitely did. We wouldn't have pushed ourselves as much, I don't think.
Brilliant.
So we definitely did push ourselves a little bit extra, yeah. I think, today.
Well, look, that's the whole idea. You've got to work harder, and we're here to push you along the way. And it looks like another 12 people, Nicky, done and dusted. They're done there for the day. They can relax and enjoy the day and feel good.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks, Trish. See ya.
Bye.
Okay, thanks.
So next week, I presume, then it gets harder again. You step it up a bit more, Carl.
Yeah, so the key for Couch to 5K training is every single week gets that little bit more difficult. So we reduce the easy interval, so the walking interval, and we increase the running interval. So you're just running for longer every single week, and then we push it on and push it on. And it's the key thing to getting results in the gym or in running. No matter what it is, you've got to work harder. So the key to the plan is, next week, it's going to get more difficult.
You've got to keep challenging your body and not let your body get used to what you're doing.
Your body adapts to it. And if you don't challenge it, you don't get the results, you get demotivated, and you stop. And you know, for whether you're on the running plan or the walking plan, every single week, it's just going to get more difficult and more difficult. So, you know what? That's it done for today. Focus on the now. You have it done. Pat on the back. Next week will happen when we get there. But I'm just so proud of people for getting today done. So listen.
Yeah, no, well done. Well done, everybody. Right, Carl Mullen was jogging around Montrose. He said people were beeping at him and all that. Look at him now. Look, he's throwing punches and everything out there. Come on in, Carl Mullen. Woohoo! You definitely did. You looked the smile on your face, but Carl, I wanted to just congratulate you. And happy birthday, Carl! How old are you today?
25.
25! Hey,
congratulations.
I didn't know you knew.
Ah, stop it.
Fair play.
How was your running, by the way?
It was great.
Many beeps did you get?
It was just the one. It was along the N11, and I think someone clocked it at the same time as I started running. They heard you was going, okay, let's go again. And I got there.
Brilliant. Right. The moment of truth.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, what was it? Can you remember your weight when you were weighed 3 weeks ago to start off?
It was 16.8 and a half.
16 stone 8.
Then last week it was 16 stone 2 and a half.
Okay.
And
so that's 6 pounds.
Yep.
Okay. We're gonna get you on the scales. Now, the scales in the studio. It's all set up, ready to roll.
Okay.
So on three,
on your pop,
two, and up your hop.
What's it gonna be? Okay.
Okay, so this week I am 15 stone, 12 pounds.
Get in there.
Get in.
Amazing.
4 pounds.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. Really,
that's
really
brilliant.
Because it was funny during the week. It was kind of, I thought I'd hit kind of a, I'd leveled off. Mm-hmm. And I was going, oh, God, come on. So then just a couple of big sessions, you know, running, eating really well, and kind of got back into
it. But you know what? You can see it. You look fresh. You look healthy.
You look happy.
A lot of colour back in your face.
Happy birthday
to you.
Go on, girl.
Happy birthday to you.
This is a rice cake birthday cake and a banana.
Happy birthday
with sweetest.
To you.
Thank you very much.
For all those listening, guys, you gotta see this. It's a rice cake birthday cake with a banana and an orange. It's possibly the healthiest birthday cake in history, to say the least.
Thank you so much. That is one of the best birthdays I've ever had. That's great.
But look, you're what? You've lost 10 pounds in just kind of, what, two and a half weeks now, nearly?
It's two weeks this, which
is amazing. And the key thing now for you going forward is you got to keep working hard to get the numbers. But you can see it. You look healthy. I really, really do.
I really do. I feel really, really good.
Remind me again, you were 16.8?
16 stone, 8 and a half.
And what are you now, 15?
15, 12.
So you're not far off a stone in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're running. It's beyond the weight and the numbers. It's the health benefits. You look healthy. You're beginning to look your age now. You look a lot older when I first met you because you're quite, you know, bloated and carrying a bit of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Now
when he first met you, he said to me, "Is he 75?" I said, "No, he's 74."
It was like what I said to you last week though on the phone as well, that I really, the hardest part about this was actually committing to doing it. You know, it's been hard work going out running after work, you know, when you're tired and eating well, when you might be craving something. But like, it's by far the hardest part was going, okay, I'm going to do this. Mm. You know, now that I've started, I'm in a routine, I just feel really good.
And do you feel I always, you know, when you're training and you don't get to train, you kind of feel like you feel guilty. You feel like you're cheating yourself. I should be doing this.
Last weekend, because I was in London, I didn't get to do as much and I felt really guilty.
But that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Right, Carl, listen, I don't know, we can't say more. Well done more to you and happy birthday.
Thanks
and
a million, guys.
You're doing so well and you look happy. You really
do. Thanks a million, guys.
Well done.
Right.